The Milwaukee School Board unanimously voted last night to name Darian Driver as new superintendent. Driver has served as acting director of the state's largest public district for the last 3 months following the departure of Gregory Thornton. Driver came to MPS in 2012 as the system's chief innovation officer. Veteran education reporter Alan Borsuk is with us this morning to talk about the new MPS superintendent, the first woman to hold this position on a permanent basis. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
What do you think of the choice of Dr. Driver?
There's a real lot of good stuff to say about her. I think just about anybody I know who's dealt with her in the 2 years she's been in town, and that includes people outside the system and some you might not expect, have had, all of them have had good relationships with her. She's smart. She's warm. She's genuinely interested in change and conveys a real sense of wanting to make decisions that move things forward. She's got a real good people-winning personality, and she conveys a whole sense of not being the same old as far as school executive. She's a real fresh face.
Is there something from this role of innovation officer to superintendent that will kind of pave the way for change for her?
Well, I think the fact that she's been both intentionally and perhaps not even so intentionally building relationships for 2 years now will really help her. I was dubious, I admit, when her predecessor, Greg Thornton, named an innovation officer. I was like, what does that mean? But she really seemed to want to innovate. She wanted to change. She was working with some of the best fresh things going on in MPS, and the people working with her thought things were moving forward on a number of fronts. So she's obviously developed good relationships with the board, but she has relationships even into some of the other sectors in the education scene in town. So I think the fact she's already got a good reputation will help her a lot.
The board had planned to conduct a national search to find a successor to Gregory Thornton. It will suspend that idea now. Why do you think they stayed close to home in finding the new person for the job?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure the market for superintendents is all that great out there, for one thing. But on the more positive side, the board's initial indications were clearly that they were going to hire like a retiree to run the system for a year while they did a national search. And I think the more they worked on it, the more they said, we got someone really good at hand here. There's certainly no legal obligation to do this, to have a national search. Board President Michael Bond said in a statement last night, we decided the very best candidate was right here at hand.
The relationship between the board and the superintendent, obviously it's getting off to a great start with the selection of Dr. Driver. Will the relationship stay so rosy, do you think?
Oh, I assume not. It never does. I'd say two things. Number one, I think some of her views on school innovation and change may not match those of some of the board, and that's going to be really interesting to watch. For example, in relation to independent charter schools that are part of the MPS or are contracted with the MPS system, I think she's more open to them than some board members are. Second is she's flown extremely much below the radar so far, both in her prior role and in the several months that she was acting superintendent. I mean, she basically did no media relations or public comment on major issues. I think as the leader of the system, it would be wise for her to get out there and be the face of MPS and to really address both the good and the not so good and what the system needs and to be a really visible, strong leader. And that's going to be interesting to watch because so far that's not a role she's wanted to play.
Alan, thanks so much for your input this morning.
Glad to be here.